proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. Someone has said that trees are the silent heroes of nature. They bear the testimony of God's handiwork as the first created things that reproduced after their kind, on the third day of the creation week. Of course, God created trees not only for beauty, but also for sustaining life, of which we reap the benefits of today. Trees provide oxygen and shade, as well as food, medicine, and many other practical uses. The Bible teaches us many lessons by using trees. The story of God's redemption of mankind begins and ends with a tree. One of the most notable trees in the land of Israel is the olive tree. The story of this tree is woven throughout the pages of Scripture and carries the message of peace, healing, and power. When the children of Israel came into the land of Canaan, they found a promised land filled with blessings. Deuteronomy 8:8 called this land a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of oil, olive, and honey. This is called the seven species of Israel. Each resource sustained Israel in biblical times as well as today. God often used trees such as the olive tree as great illustrations of His grace. I invite you to come with me now for a moment to Jerusalem as we walk outside the old city walls and across the Kidron Valley. Stop for a second and look straight ahead at the base of the Mount of Olives. Here we are at the Garden of Gethsemane. This is where Jesus prayed, "Father, not my will, but thine be done." Now I want you to follow me as we approach the door of the church. Before going inside, look to the left. This is a 2,000-year-old olive tree. This tree, or at least its roots, likely witnessed Jesus praying here in his final hours. Amazingly, this tree is still producing olives. One remarkable link between the gospel account and the Garden of Gethsemane is the meaning of the word Gethsemane itself. This Hebrew word means oil press. With that thought in mind, let us now go quietly inside the church of all nations. Walk with me up to the front near the altar. The original bedrock you see before you was here during the time of Jesus, and traditionally marks the site of his place of prayer. Several wall mosaics depict the heartbreaking story of Jesus in prayer, as well as his betrayal. This helps preserve the memory of what took place here. The Bible records the distress the Lord was under during this time in the garden. As we think back to the olive tree that we saw outside, we need to know the process of how olive oil was made. After olives are harvested, they are crushed in a round crushing mill. Next, the crushed olives are placed in straw baskets, which are then pressed by heavy weighted levers three times. The first pressing produces what we refer to as extra virgin olive oil. Matthew 26, verses 36 through 46, mentions that Jesus prayed three times at this spot. Now we begin to see the reality of the suffering of Jesus as we compare the scripture and the setting here at the Garden of Gethsemane. Luke 22, verse 44 reads, "And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground." Just like olives, Jesus was pressed under the stress of this hour, both physically and emotionally. He was about to drink the cup of God's wrath against sin. Hours later on the cross, Jesus became sin for us. I believe it was here at the Garden of Gethsemane, the Garden of the Oil Press, where Jesus fixed his eyes on why he came into the world. The path to the cross began here in the garden. Jesus submitted to the will of the Father and was obedient, even to the death of the cross. As we ponder this moment, let us stand in awe of our Savior. He died in our place out of his great love. At the Garden of Gethsemane, he prepared himself for the dreadful crucifixion. However, the greatest weight on his mind was the judgment and separation from the Father, the punishment for our sin. No wonder Jesus prayed in such agony. Yet he willingly gave his precious life so that we may live. How great is our Savior's love. I want to thank you for tuning into today's program. If you'd like to hear this program again or any of our other archive programs regarding Israel and the Jewish people, simply visit us at our website at ibjm.org. And now, as we close this program, let us remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, where it says, "Sha'alu shalom, Yerushalayim." Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.